What does confidence, patience, or flexibility have to do in our financial journey? Find out coming up in episode 132. Are you tired of the traditional money advice? Me too. Bienvenida. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast. Join me each week for down-to-earth money conversations that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. And you will probably learn some Spanish along the way too. ¿Lista? You ready? Empecemos pues. Let's get started. Hola, hola. Listen, I am really thankful that you are here and tuning in today. This is your host, Jen Hemphill. I know there are so many podcasts to tune into, to choose from, and you chose this one. So for that, I am grateful. Today, we're going to continue the preview of my upcoming book, Her Money Matters, The Missing Truths from Traditional Money Advice. Last week on episode 131, we talked about the money headquarters and how it is made up of the money mindset, the money actions, and the money skills. We also talked about how most of us only have 10% of our money headquarters right, but that's because that is all that we're taught. So it's definitely not our fault. In this episode, we're going to talk about confidence, patience, and flexibility. This is a money action, or these three are money actions that boost our progress. And really, it's another missing truth from the traditional money advice. It's something that when we think of money and managing money, we don't really pay attention to as much, or we don't talk about how important these three factors are, because without confidence, without patience or flexibility, that's going to get us stuck at a certain point. That's going to cause a roadblock on our financial journey. Now, I do have another free downloadable worksheet this week, and I will tell you how to get it a little later. Then this worksheet, it'll help you just really work through this episode, the content of this episode. If you haven't figured it out, what I'm sharing with you in this episode is a little bit of what I share about in the book. So in today's episode, we're going to learn about the importance of confidence, patience, and flexibility in our financial lives. We're also going to learn the one simple question that will build your confidence, patience, and flexibility when it comes to your finances. And we're going to talk about some actions that you can take to improve these three areas. So literally, our focus is going to be confidence, patience, and flexibility and how it pertains to our money. So why are those three words so important in our financial lives? Why does it even matter? Well, confidence will help us push through our challenging financial hiccups. If you think about it, when life happens, something challenging comes about, if we have confidence, we are more likely to push through. But if we're lacking that confidence, we're not going to do much because we're not feeling good about ourselves. We're not feeling good about our capabilities. And we might not push forward through this financial hiccup, right? Or if we do, we don't do it with a lot of confidence or with a lot of force. And patience, what patience does, it gives us the ability to not act prematurely when it comes to any financial decision, including when we want to surrender and just give up, right? So if you think about it with patience, if we lack patience when we are experiencing a challenging time in our financial life, we're not going to really think through things and we may not make the best financial decisions because of that lack of patience, right? Now, flexibility. With flexibility, it opens us up to be willing to change or compromise in how we take care of our money. So when it comes to, again, a challenge in our life, If we aren't flexible, that means we really aren't opening up our mind to other possibilities. We're not opening up ourselves to allow to try a new way of managing our money or a new way of viewing our money or a new way to really just embrace our financial journey, right? So what I mentioned are why those confidence, patience, flexibility are so important in our financial lives. Again, confidence will help push us through those challenging times. Patience gives us the ability to not act prematurely. And flexibility allows us to be willing to change and compromise and really be open to other possibilities when it comes to our money. So when we're lacking confidence, when we're lacking patience, when we're lacking flexibility, there is one simple question that you can ask yourself to help you get through this time, right? To help you be more confident, to help you be more patient, and to help you be more flexible. And it literally is just a simple question. In this worksheet that I'm providing to you, it basically gives you the template of this question. So you don't have to write anything down at this time unless you want to, but it literally goes like this. How can I be more? And then you're going to insert one of the three. Confident. How can I be more patient, or how can I be more flexible? So it would be, how can I be more? And then you insert one of those three at this very moment so I can push through this financial hiccup. That's it. That's all you have to ask yourself. It's a pretty simple question. It's all about asking yourself the right questions to get those answers that serve you so you can move forward, right? So for example, how can I be more confident at this very moment so I can push through this financial hiccup? The answer may be to remind yourself of the progress you have made up to this point, right? And celebrate those money wins. And you've heard me really emphasizing celebrating money wins on those podcasts. I hope you have anyways. If you haven't, you haven't listened to enough episodes. Now, let's see how we would use it with patience. So it would be literally, how can I be more patient at this very moment so I can push through this financial hiccup? A possible answer to this question could be walking away from the situation and giving yourself a break. Remember self-care. I've talked about that several times in this podcast. Taking a break is an example of caring for you, which helps you be the very best version of yourself so you can make impactful financial decisions. Walking away from the situation would lead you to calm your mind and inevitably exercise patience, giving you more time to think through the necessary decisions. So let's see about flexibility. Let's insert this question with flexibility. So it would literally go like this. How can I be more flexible at this very moment so I can push through this financial hiccup? You see, it's simple. I've given you the question. All you have to insert is the word, the one of the actions that you're having a challenge with. Now, with flexibility, becoming more flexible may be reminding yourself that your finances are not static. Your finances are in a constant state of flow, and it is completely okay to mess up and make changes to your money plan because ultimately you are in control. Now, when you're asking yourself these questions, if you go one by one, if you're feeling like you need to ask yourself the questions for each of those three actions, there's no one right answer. And each time you're asking yourself, depending on what's going on in your life, you will probably have a different answer each time, or maybe a similar answer, but in a different way. So just consider that. So when you're feeling like you're lacking confidence, when you're feeling like you're lacking patience or flexibility, take some time to ask yourself that question. Because by asking, how can I be more flexible? How can I be more patient? How can I be more confident? It will allow your mind to help you to give you an answer to that or a few answers to that. All right. So what are some actions that you can take to help with these three actions, with confidence, patience, and flexibility? With confidence, simply it can be reading a book, reading a blog post, reading a magazine article. Do people do that anymore, by the way? Listening to a podcast about money, having a money conversation. All those activities will help you build your confidence because you're building knowledge, right? And knowledge is power, and knowledge is also building your confidence. And with patience, we tend to lose this when we aren't achieving those financial goals that we envisioned. And it's definitely hard to remain patient, knowing well that it's going to take time, that it's not an overnight process. Of course, changing lifelong patterns, behaviors, and habits take time. And we know this, but it's still hard, right? So that's why it's important to set those small, there's nothing wrong with huge goals, but also set those small achievable goals and celebrate those. So again, it's okay to set huge goals and have big dreams, but set those stepping stones so it's achievable and you can celebrate them. And of course, track your progress no matter how small or how large your progress is. So you want to ask yourself, what kind of actions can you take when your patience level is low? Maybe if you've been tracking your progress, is looking at your progress, right? Looking what you have achieved and really acknowledging what you have achieved. And this is celebrating wins, right? And by celebrating wins, you are realizing that you're making progress. And by doing that, the lack of patience that you were feeling is going to minimize instantly just because you are seeing progress. The reason why you maybe are lacking patience is because you don't feel like you're making progress. But if you take some time to look at if you've been diligent in tracking that progress and just writing some wins, that's going to minimize that impatience that you have been feeling. I want to take a moment to share this special message sponsored by my friends at Podcast Movement. Podcasting has become near and dear to my heart. It's a part of who I am. Because of podcasting, I have been able to connect with you in a more meaningful way, and that means the world to me. To evolve and become a better podcaster, though, I attend Podcast Movement. It is the world's largest gathering of new and veteran podcasters or anyone looking to start their own podcast right away. This summer, on July 23rd through the 26th, it will be held in Philadelphia, and I personally will be there along with over 2,000 podcasters from around the world for workshops, panels, parties, and more. It literally has everything you need in one spot with over 100 sessions to choose from and the expo hall to help you answer those tech questions that we all have. This event has allowed me to meet and connect with new podcasting friends, including Jody Flynn, who was not only my roommate, but a fantastic guest on this podcast. If you're a podcaster, want to be a podcaster, or know a friend who is interested, you can go to podcastmovement.com and register using the code HMM, and you'll get a sweet $50 discount. Now let's get back to today's episode. With flexibility, it's a tough one too, because life happens, someone gets sick, a new significant expense appeared, all of a sudden your house needs a new roof a lot more quickly than you expected. And you have to remember your money, like your life, is not static. Each time life throws you a curveball, you are in control of how you react to this curveball. You can choose to react rigidly, which may not lead you in the direction you want to go, or you can choose to react in a more flexible manner, which opens up the possibilities and therefore more effective solutions in how to handle the curveball. So you want to think ahead of times, what are some events in your life that will require you to use that flexibility muscle? And you know those because you know yourself, right? You know when you're lacking that flexibility, when you're ready for either the next step, you're ready for some progress, you're ready to get things done now, right? And you're lacking flexibility. So what are some of those events in your life that will require you to use your flexibility muscle? Just think about that. Now, I've created a cheat sheet for you to fill in. So when life gets challenging and you need a boost in confidence, patience, and flexibility, you have that cheat sheet to help you. You can download that at jenhemphill.com/bonus cheat sheet. And that link will also be in today's show notes. Now, I want to share with you a recent personal story that really ties in to what we're talking about today. So recently, my family with my husband and I, we purchased a new car and or new to us, I should say, not a brand new car. We purchased used cars. And the reason why I'm telling you this story, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that one of the things I save for, besides travel, which we do save for, is for the next car purchase. So we've been diligent for years on saving this for this car purchase. Now, we've been actually a one car family for six to seven years. And that just happened to be out. I can tell you how we survived that in another time, because you think, how in the world for 6 to 7 years where you all are one car family, especially with boys and active boys? I won't get into the details this time because it's not relevant to today's episode. I can tell you about it another time. But I wanted to bring this up because, so we've been saving for this car purchase, right? And I thought, I had planned pretty well, right? Every month we put away for this next car purchase. We had figured out how many years it would take to save for approximately the price range we wanted to purchase a car with. But what we didn't consider was the car that we were driving now. The car that we're driving right now, or that the older car, I guess I should say, that we've had for 8 years. And this car, being that we're military, has driven all over. So we've put some miles, like we've gotten some good use out of that car. Like it's almost nearing 200,000 miles. Like we drive our cars. So what I didn't consider was when we knew that this time around we were going to need a new car with my husband's new job, where it was located and everything. But what we didn't consider was how many miles we had put on the other car. So when we were thinking of buying this second car, we were actually really looking at a low cost. But then in considering the older car, we realized that we really needed to invest in a newer car or put more money into this newer car. In our current car, we have a Honda Pilot, great car, by the way, because of its age and the mile and the wear and tear, we've had to put down quite a lot of money recently to get things fixed and all that. And that really came from the account where we were saving for this next car purchase. So all of that to tell you is that even with the planning, we really didn't plan perfectly. So just so you know that even myself, that I've been doing this for a while, I've gotten better at it, I still make mistakes. And so we've made this purchase, but we did have to take out a small car loan, right? Now, don't be shocked. Don't worry. We've got a plan. Being with what I do, I could lack some patience, right? Or just being upset that we have some debt. But we have the confidence, we have the patience and the flexibility that this is all going to work out, right? We have a plan in place of paying this off pretty quickly. But I wanted to share that with you because without confidence, we probably either wouldn't have bought that car, or we would have purchased it and felt really bad about it, or all sorts of things. We would be impatient. We would possibly not be flexible with our money plans, right? So with this car purchase, even though we took a small loan out, we had to exert confidence, right? We had to exert patience with ourselves that we got ourselves back in debt. We had to exert flexibility because we have to open up our mind in terms of, okay, this is a decision that we had to make, being that the other car buying an older car wasn't going to suit us just because of the older car that we already have, right? So I wanted to share that with you because I thought that was a good example, and I hope I explained it well because I'm just kind of instantly just explaining to you, going with the flow here of how important that really is, having that confidence, having that patience, having that flexibility, and especially in different instances in our life. And with this current car purchase, we've had to make sure that we were confident and patience and flexibility, because if we weren't, we may be miserable, right, at this point with that car purchase that we had to make. All right. So I hope that was helpful. Now, remember, in today's episode, we talked about the importance of confidence, patience, and flexibility in our financial lives. We talked about that one simple question that will help you build these areas of confidence, patience, and flexibility. And we also talked about some actions that you can take to improve these three areas. Now, remember, you can download your cheat sheet over at jenhemphill.com/bonus cheat sheet. Now, I have to tell you, there is still time to get on the early notification list. And if you are listening to this the day this episode gets released, the time is now, because I'm coming out with an announcement for those on this list, a surprise for you all on Friday. So the day after this episode is released, there's going to be a surprise for those on the early notification list. So if you are listening to this the day it is released, this episode is released, go and get on this list if you haven't done so already. It's over at jenhemphill.com/book. Now, next week, we'll continue with the very last preview of the book. I hope you have been enjoying these previews and the leaks I'm giving about the book. That is a wrap for today. I appreciate you so much for being here, for tuning into this show. You can check out the show notes for the links that you need over at jenhemphill.com/132. If this episode made a difference, I'd be so grateful that if you shared this episode to a friend, a family member, someone that you feel it would help. Thanks again for listening. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.